Have Daniel on the phone here. How are you?
Hi, Trevor. How are you doing? I'm fine. Well, I'm not fine, but I'm all right.
Daniel, we're getting great reaction to that wee single just before I forget to tell you.
You know what? I just love it. When I got it from Shirley Cramsey, I just loved it. I can't begin to tell you the effect it had on me. I knew immediately I was going to record it. And when I started to sing it then, recording it, I loved it even more.
He's a lovely wee writer, isn't he?
Oh, fantastic writer. And, you know, every so often a song comes along that really, really, you feel this is fantastic, and that's one of them.
Yeah, it's a good feeling when you get the song and then when you record it, you still feel good about it, or even better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely.
Daniel, I'll not keep you too long because you'd need to be getting to your bed, I would think.
You know what? I was just thinking there, I'm sitting here and my head is falling down and I'm getting up, I have the shoes out, and I get up every so often and go through steps to see can I remember them and can I make some shape of them. And then I sit down again and then I think, oh, maybe I should do another wee bit. So it's unbelievable. I don't know, to tell you the truth, if I knew the extent that was needed to commit to this that I'm doing. It's such a big, big commitment.
Is it as hard a challenge as you've ever really taken on, Daniel?
It is harder than anything ever I ever was involved in. I've never, ever pushed myself to this extent. Now, having said that, I am enjoying it. I don't want people to think, God, he's not enjoying it. I am enjoying it, but there are times. I mean, today, you know, we were rehearsing, and there was a period today I thought, I just am never going to be able to do this on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And I still don't know whether I am going to be able to do the dance on Saturday. But, you know, it's just such I don't know, was it adrenaline or what kicks in when you're doing something, you just have to, like, it's a live show, and somehow you have to run round that floor, whether you're on the right step or the wrong step, you have to just
you have
keep
to get
going
there,
until somebody says, that's you have it done. Whether it's right or wrong, you have to just keep at it.
Yeah. Gosh, Daniel, I did ballroom dancing my last year at school. My mother thought it would be a good idea, and I got a bronze medal. But that was back when I was 17. And, I mean, I know even then when you're young and your mind's more receptive, there's a lot to remember.
Well, I suppose this is it, really. You know, it's not necessarily the dancing that bothers me. It's the choreography and remembering where you are at a certain time and just to fit the steps. And I'm doing a cha-cha this week. And, you know, it's just, you know, you're on straight legs and you're on up sort of legs that are not straight and you're checking and oh, for God's sake, there's things that I never even knew existed, you know, and dancing. But having said all that, the opportunity to learn is fantastic. The opportunity to be taught by somebody with such expertise as Christina and indeed all of the dancers are fantastic, but I'm finding Christina just, she's a great method of teaching. Now, I'd say today I nearly just put her to the edge. She didn't go over on me, but she was very near the edge today, and I was nearly over it looking back at her. But maybe tomorrow we'll do better, and she just keeps saying when we're finished, you're too hard on yourself.
Well, Daniel,
maybe
scored well in 2 weeks. You've got 223s, isn't it?
I'm not too bad, I suppose, all in all. Craig said this week that there's a dancer lurking. I hope to God I can find him soon. Because he's very elusive, this dancer that's lurking inside me.
Oh dear, Daniel, you're a laugh. I tell you what, you'll be using some of the stage when you get back onto there singing again.
Well, I'll either be using some of it or I'll not be able to move.
You'll be doing the Val Dooney and you'll be sitting down for the rest of your career.
There are bits of me, Trevor, that I didn't even know belonged to me. So that's the God's truth. I'm sitting here and I'm kind of thinking, well, I get up and put on that, as it, I can't suppose I'm not allowed to say on the radio, that stuff that you put on to help the pain, beginning with a V. And will I put it on, or will I wait another wee while so that it'll last all night? That's now the kind of way I am.
Oh dear, what you put yourself through for entertainment.
But anyway, I'm enjoying it at the end of
That's
it.
Great.
I really am, and we have great fun.
Well, Daniel, people are enjoying you.
Well, I hope so, and I would like, you know, what I really want, the first week I was terrible nervous. Last week I wasn't as nervous. I want just to get out now and try and have a good time.
Yeah.
And just, you know, loosen up and be the way that I would be if I got up to dance. Just socially. That's what I'm not able to discover is how I can mix what I would do myself with what needs to be done. Do you know what I mean?
Relaxing when you're actually doing it.
I'm not sure where that is, but maybe that's the fellow that's lurking. Maybe when he arrives, he'll show me how to do that.
Well, like they say, it's another language, and you know, because you speak another language, whenever you're learning a language, they always tell you, once you're thinking in the language, that's when you start to enjoy it.
Well, I'll tell you something. It's a very bad language for me at the moment.
I can't read
some of the things that are said when the steps don't go right.
Well, Daniel, you're doing us proud, and so many people behind you, not only on this island, but all your fans, and apart from all your fans, all the people that are converting to you as a dancer and just voting honestly.
Well, Trevor, just a huge thank you to the people there listening to you, because the good wishes that I've received, and I know people are voting, maybe people that wouldn't necessarily have followed my singing career, even though they would know who I was and everything. Mm-hmm. But I know people are voting just for the very fact that whatever way it's gripped the whole thing, I didn't expect when I said I would do Strictly that people would get so interested in it and be so taken by the fact that I'm on it, you know.
Yeah.
And just the whole atmosphere of it, I mean, obviously I'm over here, so I don't I can't sort of experience what people are saying or doing, but I know from, you know, the ones at home telling me that just everybody is, you know, waiting for Saturday night to come.
Yeah.
And I'm just hoping that I'll get round the floor, that they'll not be saying, oh, mother of God, what did he do tonight?
Well, like, you know, or sometimes I don't recognise them. I recognise fewer and fewer celebrities these days. But, you know, people recognise the people on Strictly Come Dancing. But it's nicer this time that it's one of us that's on it, you know, a guy that we've seen and talked to and been along to his concerts and whatever, you know, so there's a closeness we have to you.
Well, I hope so. I suppose it's a great opportunity too, because, you know, there would be a lot of people, especially over here, there's a lot of people, obviously, I've been very fortunate with the amount of success I've had, but a lot of people, like, wouldn't really have much knowledge of what I do if you're not into the music.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a huge show to be on every week, and you know, it's people will get to know you. Magella did say to me after the first week, you know, I couldn't even speak, I was that nervous, and when I watched it, she says, you never know now, she says, there might be people that will see you on this and will look to see what do you do, and they might, some of them might like the singing. I said, singing? I said, sure, I didn't even speak. They won't even know I can talk. Never mind sing.
Oh, dear.
I got the tongue going.
You're a great lad, Daniel. And seriously, I mean, I know it's a great challenge, and fair play to you for putting yourself through it. And I was saying that to my partner on Saturday night, not my dance partner now, I was saying that, you know, there is a discipline that people like yourself have, because you've the discipline of rehearsing, the discipline of going on. I remember, maybe you don't do so much of it now, but I remember you doing 30 appearances, 30 days in 31 days, and that takes a lot of work in itself, the discipline of driving yourself on to do that. So don't put yourself down too much.
It's something that's inbuilt, really, you know, that you get to that stage where, you know, you won't give up. You might feel like, oh, I can't do this, but somehow there's something inside you just drives you on and drives you on to try and figure out what it is that you need to do to get that done. And I think that's where I'm at with this.
Good. Well, Daniel, can you spare a couple of more minutes to talk a wee bit about your CD?
Surely to God.
Well, listen, before we talk some more, maybe this is appropriate. We're going to play this one called Take These Chains. Take these shackles from my ankles. That's Daniel. Daniel, a great selection of Hank Williams songs, and an amazing Hank Williams songs living on today, and he died in 1951.
I know. Well, I suppose the songs speak for themselves. So many have recorded them through the years, and like every other country music lover, you know, Hank Williams is such an important part of what country music has become, because without his input, I suppose it would be very different for all of us.
Well, it was...
The amazing thing, I suppose you would agree with me here, Trevor, when I was... I mean, I've sung various songs that are on this album over the years, but when I was sitting down just really concentrating on what I wanted to record, I thought to myself, imagine to have created all of this before you're 29.
Yeah.
You know, to be able
what a
to
talent.
Have written and recorded, and even to listen to him singing some of them, it was like he lived 10 lifetimes.
That's right.
You know, and I mean, it's a great privilege to do them. I, from my point of view, all I really did was looked at my favourites. I mean, of course, there are many more, and the songs that Hank was famous for that maybe are not on this album, but I just did what I loved and recorded the ones I loved, you know, from his great, you know, back catalogue.
Songbook, aye. It's a great selection you have, actually.
Well, I hope people enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be playing it a lot. Some great ones. You know, there's one on a personal level that I remember from my earliest days of listening to country music on RTE. It must have been a lot of Irish singers favoured it. I know Big Gene Stewart sang it, but My Son Calls Another Man Daddy.
I know. You know, that's one of the first songs I started singing. And, you know, when you think back, and I think back, I remember singing it, people would ask me to sing, and I would sing this song, you know, and you know, when you listen to the words of it, I'm sure there are people, you know, there are men that was in that situation that maybe lost everything for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
and ended up in jail, and probably lost children, you know, not necessarily lost them, but
yep.
lost contact.
Yep.
And it's a story. I suppose that sometimes people that don't like country music, maybe they say, God, does anything happen that's happy ever? But, you know, life is, that's what country music does. It tells the stories of life.
Well, our late friend George Hamilton IV always said country music was all about life, people music. And that's what made the people write those songs, because those were the things they were experiencing them, you know. So,
and then the other thing, you know, when you listen to some of them, like when they're, I won't be home no more, you're just in time to be too late. There's an awful happiness in that, even though it's like there's no hope at the end of it, you're gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't even think, you know, I've hung a sign on my front gate, I won't be home no more.
Mm.
But at the same time, when you're listening to it, unless you really listen to the words, you would nearly think everything is great.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
that, you know. So he wrote a sad song with a melody that's real upbeat.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of a contradiction. And, you know, there's a lot of that in his music too.
There is indeed. And a lot of pain he had in his life as well. Physical pain, you know.
Absolutely.
And
that may be something that transfers into his music. Maybe that's where the greatness comes from.
Mm.
You know, he experienced such, you know, so many difficulties himself that maybe it transfers into the writing.
Well, Daniel, when you come home full of pains after rehearsing at night, maybe you could sit down and write a few songs then.
Oh, Lord bless us. It would be very sad at the minute.
Yeah.
It would be in a wild state altogether if I was to write. And in fact, I don't think I'd be able to write because the right shoulder's in a poor shape. I can hardly scratch my nose.
Daniel, you make me feel like the luckiest guy in the world, just sitting here playing music.
Oh dear, dear.
Daniel, it's great to talk to you, and more part of your ankles, and you're doing us proud, and may you continue to do so. We'll all be voting for you. We're all behind you.
When the last step of the cha-cha-cha is over on Saturday night, I'll be saying thank God, and I hope everybody else is saying well done.
Just you say yeehaw.
Yeehaw, right.
Okay, Daniel.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.